systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Welcome to the Jumble. Today is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2011, and my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And welcome. It's episode 466, the Wednesday night show, of course. Every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, catch this live on Jamhole TV, thejamhole.com/live, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. And if you did that, you can give us a call, 406-204-4687. Join the forums. We're starting to get some nice conversations going in there, some community happening, some coming together. Got the hot box in there, got the jam hole in there, got the nice middle ground for everyone to kind of come and hang out.
Collaboration.
That's right. Thejamhole.com/forums. Check it out. Be a member. It's free and all that. And you have access to both shows' stuff with only one username. Pretty handy.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. That way you don't have to sign up for two different forums.
Yeah, right? Because, like, and you know this when it's your birthday, because every forum, assuming you use, you know, your real birthday or whatever, sends you that fucking message. It's like, happy birthday from every...
Yep.
You're like, man, I am a member of a lot. So here's our way of just kind of helping slice that down a little bit.
I get that, but not with forums. I get that with casinos.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they send me little $5 match play coupons every April.
You're a member of enough of those that actually might
be a member of everyone.
I'm a member of all of those,
I
actually.
Am, even in Whitefish.
I remember when we first kind of hooked up and we were, you know, we got serious. You had that fucking keychain that weighed.
I still have it.
It weighs like 10 pounds and it's just
a... You think I don't, but I still have it.
Oh, I know you do. I know you do.
I hide it.
You think I didn't, but I did throw away a few of them.
No, you didn't.
See? I told you think I didn't.
But you don't know that on one of those stupid keys, I can have all the casinos on it.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Did you know there's an app for that now?
And Gold Dust takes thumbprints now. So.
Nice. Did you participate in that one thing that we were making fun of a while ago? What was it called? The fucking holiday hubaloo or whatever at the casino?
No, I don't think so.
Come spend all your bonus money and... You could win more and get your kids the system they really want. Or you can lose everything and disappoint them for another Christmas.
I tend to only gamble at my work now because, like, I'll get a $5 tip and I'll just go in the casino for a minute and play. And, you know, I usually do that while I'm warming up my car. I'll go play $5 and if I win, cool. If I don't, whatever. And it builds up in the little pot thing, you know. And
have you hit any sixes out of sixes lately? Or
yes,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
Been banging home the bucks or what?
No,
no. Awesome.
I hit here and there, but I use the money for shit. So,
yeah. Well, that's cool. So yeah, check that out. Thejamhole.com. Check out the show notes. I finally finished getting the rest of the poetry vids every Sunday. If you listen to the show, you know. We've been doing the Get Poetry Open Mic Poetry Slam at the Boiler Room. If you go to thejamhole.com/poetryvids, that'll take you to the playlist. There's so many videos in there.
Yeah.
For, what, 5 weeks now? Six,
yep.
7 weeks, because this was part seven. So
yeah,
there's 7 Sundays worth of poetry. I'm in there. Robbie's in there. Leanne, the hostess, she's in there. Dick Dilke, he's in there once. Luke is in there. Just a bunch of random humans spitting some random words. So
yeah,
I got all that stuff up. Like I said, thejamhole.com/poetryvids. Check
it. It's only a lot of videos because you crop it for each person, you know? Like
right.
Each person has their own video.
And that's just so if someone wants it taken down, I don't have to take the whole video down. I can
right.
just, you know, delete theirs and be done. So
yeah.
But no one's asked to have them taken down. People like the
attention,
I think. So.
Yeah.
And that's cool. And it gives you guys a chance to see, you know, what we're doing on Sundays. And yeah. Fun stuff.
I work on Sundays.
I know, but then you can watch the video. So, yeah,
thejamhole.com/poetry.
I know, right? /poetryvids. Check that out.
My
as always, you know, join the Facebook group, invite your friends, follow us on Twitter, invite your friends to that. I have one, she has one. It's all on the site. So the other day, yesterday, I was driving. I'm in back of this Subaru,
yeah,
and there's a dog in the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
This dog is going fucking ape shit, licking the back window like it's a hatchback.
Okay.
And the dog was doing this so much that the window was covered in that white froth. You know,
ew,
like when dogs get really excited and they start panting a lot, they have that white,
yeah,
drool.
It's cottonmouth for dogs.
Dude, I stared at this the whole time. I was in back of them for two stoplights. Like, one went green and then I got in back of them at another one. And the dog was doing this the whole time. He had the bottom left corner, like a good 25% of that, covered in this white foam. And he was, like, licking the white drool and just moving it around the window. And I'm sitting there watching this, and he's like, he would move it over here and then lick it and move it. It was so disgusting.
That's
all I could think
gross.
Of was when they get home and go to open the door, and it's just, like, dripping down. And
was
just,
it a big dog?
It was a medium-sized dog. Just a random black dog, you know, but just non-stop, like literally the whole time, just like and it was so gross. It was just white and frothy, and like it moved in one kind of like a worm almost. He would move some
like
of
wave.
It and then the rest of it would fall. It was so disgusting.
That's
dude.
Gross.
It was fucking foul. And fuck, dude, today we went up to Libby, as you'll know, the first Wednesday of the month, if you guys are keeping track. It snowed a bunch up in Libby.
Yeah,
we
what
have
you were saying.
Just disgusting amounts of snow. I'm over snow now, but there's this house up there, way up in the hills. Their driveway, like, it's all right, and then it goes down like this, and then it stops, and here's their garage, and here's parking, and they had a Land Rover, Land Cruiser right here.
Okay.
So we get to the top of it, and we're like, you know, 10, 40-pound bags, that's fine, two of us there.
Mm-hmm.
We should hike these down. And I'm like, you know what? I think we can drive down that and drive back up. And he's like, aim for the snowbank. Sure, no problem. Snowbank will stop the truck. We have a bunch of salt in the truck. We did both routes in just my truck, my pickup truck. So it's loaded. Lots of weight.
Yeah.
Didn't really think about that when I started sliding down the hill and all that weight kind of, right? So start sliding almost right into the Land Rover, kind of turn it, get all good, and we're fine. So we unload everything. We get to leave. And I'm like, it's steep. It's pretty steep. So I'm like, you know what? Four low. And we'll just crawl right up it. No problem. Four low. Start crawling up it. Totally stop crawling up it. Start sliding backwards. Oh, fuck. Sliding backwards now with all of the weight leading our way right into the Land Rover. Kind of jerked the wheel, threw it in gear, gassed it, and slid, like, right next to it. So this time, we're going to get a running start. Oh, so not good. Kind of position ourselves, take it out of four low, in four high now, and just do it, right? We start going up, we pass the point, we got stuck, and we stop. And now, we're even further up the hill. And now also, we've packed the snow down a couple times, once coming down, and then failing to go up it, going back down, going up it, right? So, super icy. Start sliding right into the truck again. Me freaked out, like, cranked the fucking wheel, dude, and just missed it. The lady comes out at this point. And it's just like half laughing at us, but half like, what are you guys gonna do? So we grab a couple fucking salt bags and end up salting basically her whole driveway and then just rolled right out. it was so close. Like, by the time we got up there and going, our adrenaline was going so much, I was like shaking because we almost...
Freaking out.
There's nothing like that feeling. It's the most helpless feeling when you're just sliding backwards and you can't, like, I'm cranking the wheel to try to hit the bank and not the truck.
I lived for quite a while, right?
Yeah, and usually I'd go down there fine in the snow, but there was this nice patch of ice under the whole thing.
And you did see the truck that I was driving until I got my car,
Yeah, yours. Yeah, right.
Yeah, my truck and that road hate each other.
Oh, I bet.
That road tries to throw me off of it every time I'm in my truck. So I don't want to talk about sliding backwards.
Yeah, well, we didn't hit anything.
I slide backwards. I remember one time I had Ashley in the car, in the truck with me, and she just looks at me, and I'm going, I got it. And we slide backwards down the hill the entire fucking way. So, yeah.
That's a big hill, too.
Yes. From the start of it all the way down to the bottom, I had it backwards, wow. And it was sliding
the entire
way. That's
the worst feeling, because you just hold on, and you, I mean, you
and
can
Ashley
try to...
And Ashley was freaking the fuck out, and I'm just going, I got it.
I was lucky enough to have Chad with me, and he kind of kept his cool. He was, you could see, though, like, in his eyes, he was like, dude, that was almost terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we delivered the 10 bags of salt, but it cost us a little repair job, and we have some body work to do now, so sorry. Well worth it, though, right?
No.
Love it. So, I want to talk about this. I saw a story about it the other day. I don't have it in front of me, but I know if you guys live in places where the sun kind of disappears for a while, you kind of know. And I was talking to this lady the other day, and she kind of put it in perspective for me. And I think I posted this on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, but I wanted to talk about it here with you, Danny. So, we have our son, right? And we live in this place, and we can go weeks or months without seeing the sun at all, right?
Yeah.
People get really depressed. And I know I've known that's a thing, but I've never really, like, talked to somebody that was, like, really down from it. This lady, it kind of makes me feel almost like the sun is our God in a way, you know? Like, we need it. If we don't have it, it dies. If we don't see it for a while, we get depressed.
Well, the reason they get depressed is because it's not just the fact that you can't see the sun. It's the fact that it's all overcast.
It's gloomy.
Yeah, it's nasty gray skies. There's no blue to be found. You can't see the stars at night. I mean, it's just overcast, nasty shit all winter long. And winter here is a long fucking time, so...
This lady was laying down, like... real psychological depression. She tells me when it gets like this, she has a really hard time getting out of bed, which is classic depression symptom, right? She has a really hard, she has no energy. She's just not happy. Like, you know, and I get, you know, we're people, we're not happy all the time, but
right.
like this is, you know, way the other way. And she's just like, I get like this, and I don't want to do anything. I don't want to go to work or nothing. It's...
Well, I mean, I get the same way, but not to that extent. Like, I like being outdoors and doing
right.
shit. I fish. I hunt. I like to do shit like that. And in the wintertime, it's like...
You can't.
I don't want to. Even hunting season, because it's even in the tail end of winter.
Right.
You know, I don't even want to go and do it because there's fucking snow everywhere and it's freezing. You know, but I like to hunt, and I can't.
There was a ton of people out on Bitterroot ice fishing. Fools are, like, driving their trucks out there on the ice, just like, here we are. That's cool. But, yeah, I don't know. It just, it made me think about it. It was like when in all the religions, you know, when they're wandering around or whatever, I know what they went through. It's like some of these religions, they've never seen their God. And it's like, at least, you know, I can wait a few weeks and the sun will come out and there we go.
Sun
but like, you kind of know what...
Tomorrow.
Hopefully. No, it's going to snow the rest of the week. Tomorrow. It's brilliant. But you know how they feel, right? Now, like, that's why they're
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
It's their God.
They get depressed. They don't have their homie.
But at least we can see it and we know. So that makes me feel
that
a little
should
better.
Be your God other than anything else. I mean, that like, without that, there'd be no life, so.
Kind of. And it is a pretty, not really omniscient, but it's a pretty intense thing. Like, if you really look at the science of what stars are, like, that's
yeah.
hardcore, high-temperature nuclear reactions.
Mm-hmm.
Burning, like, thousands and thousands of tons of fuel, like, mm-hmm. every minute, you know? Like, it is. It's a God-like thing, but. It's just crazy. We're so attached to it, and we're so, like, not controlled by it, but, you know, it has a lot to do with how we act and
yeah.
feel.
Well.
I need it. I need it so bad. And I notice, like, the days, even though it's still shitty and cold out, when the sun is out, it's just, like, a good day. It can be, you know, snow piled up, but it's just, it seems like a nicer day. It's
weird. It is. It is a nicer
day. Justin Fan says, we take it for granted. Beer Bear says, gods aren't fuel efficient. Right?
It's because...
Look at all that energy you're wasting.
When you go outside and the sun's out, you know, it's brighter out, so your day is brighter. And, you know, it's warmer because there's no fucking... cloud coverage to fucking, you know, make it really cold and dark.
Somebody mentioned something about vitamin D, too. Like, we get a lot of that from the sun, and when it's cloudy, we don't. So that has a lot to do with...
Yeah.
I think Nicole, yeah.
So. This is the whitest I've been, like, ever. So
Nicole just recently got her copy of the Jam Hole 404 video. I know we only really plug our live video shows that are for sale for $5 at the... Like, right when they're done, and maybe for the month after, and then we totally forget about them. So, thejamhole.com/250. Go there, watch the trailer, it's free, and then get our first ever live show for $5. And then thejamhole.com/404. That's the second one we did, our latest one.
Yep.
And if you go, there's an hour of bonus footage from the hip-hop show, from Hot Springs, a ton of shit at thejamhole.com/404bonus. And all the pictures are up. Like, it was a time.
It was.
And we're still getting the details solidified for this year. So, like we said, we're going to change the date. It's not going to be September 25th. It's going to be in the summertime. We're going to do some white water rafting. A new place opened up that does...
You guys,
like,
are going to do some white water rafting.
You're not going to do that with us?
Fuck.
Have you ever done it?
Nope.
It's so fun.
Not doing it.
Really?
Really.
You're totally safe. It's not like we're going down the snake or anything. It's safe.
I don't believe that. Sorry.
Really?
Really?
I've done it before. Like, it's safe. It's not like, oh my God, I'm going to shit my pants. There's Niagara Falls. Like,
do you guys go with a guide or something?
Yeah, yeah. They're totally guide. I don't know how to fucking whitewater raft by myself. Shit.
I don't know about that.
Come on. You sit in there and you paddle and it's fun and you go. I mean, there's some rapids. It's nothing like life or death. Like, we're going to tip over and die maybe if we
don't
do this
right. You know, I get motion
sickness,
right?
Really?
Yep.
Well, you know, you're around water. It's like a big toilet, so you can just kind of puke wherever. As long as it's not in the boat.
That sounds so appealing to
me. I'll be riding on a different boat. But yeah, so check that out. Thejamhole.com/forums. We'll post it in there. We'll make a Facebook event when we get it all planned. And then we'll be having the live audience show. You guys can come out and party with us and drink and smoke and eat food and... listen to us do this right here, live.
And Nicole, I can swim. I'm from Florida, but I just know that water's fucking freezing.
Not in the summertime.
Bullshit. Everybody fucking says, "Oh, these little tiny legs, they warm up so fast." They're like, "Oh, the rivers are so much warmer in the summer." Bull fucking shit, dude. I'm used to an ocean.
Do I need to Google you the temperatures of the water from wintertime to summertime?
Are they like 70 and 80 degrees? Because I doubt that.
Do we live in the south? This is Montana.
I don't need to get in the water up here. The water up here is fucking cold.
I've hiked Avalanche and been just a hot, sweaty mess and jumped in that. And that is cold. That is being fed by the snow. Melt like that. It is cold, but no, this shit's like warm, dude. It's fucking swimming time.
That's nice.
Maybe we can go up to Coconusa, do a little truck camping, a little mud people thing. We'll have a little seance, huh? It'll be fun. We'll plan it out definitely, and we'll let you guys know the details. So for the time being, check out the first one, the second one we did. They're both in the jamhole.com/store. So, and how was it? How was your store experience, Nicole? Was it super easy? You just boom, there it is, done, and I got it. Super fast download, super awesome high-quality content. You love it. So, what are we talking about now?
Nothing. I don't know.
Is that it? Is that a show?
That's it. I'm done.
All right. What do you know about mites?
Hey, I thought I was done.
Shut up. What do you know about mites?
What kind of mites?
Let's say dust mites. I don't know.
They live in the dust.
Okay, well, this is kind of cool. I just wanted to kind of talk about this and show you guys, if you haven't seen it already, which I'm sure most of you have. This is two mites having sex 40 million years ago.
What?
This is amazing. So, 40 million years ago, a female mite met an attractive partner, grabbed him with her clingy rear end, and began to mate. Just before a blob of tree resin fell on the couple, preserving the moment for eternity. Isn't that fucking crazy? Mites fucking... Could you imagine being that mite and being in that position for 40 million years?
I think they died.
Talk about getting sick of your mate. Could you imagine being trapped in a little piece of tree resin with one other person for 40 million fucking years?
I'm sure after that shit dropped on them, they suffocated.
Well, right. It'd be so awesome that the scientists, like, unearth it and there's one mite left and the other one just beaten to a pulp. Tongue, like, ripped out. Like, I said, shut up. I don't want to play your stupid game. I spy dirt. We're in the fucking dirt. We're buried. It's dirt everywhere. The discovery report in the latest issue of the Biological Journal of the Linnean Society proves that some female mites are, or at least were, mightier than their mates. Mightier? Researchers Pavel Klimov and Ekaterina Sidorchuk studied the copulating mite pair, now preserved in Baltic amber. They noticed traditional sex roles were reversed. Interesting. You got a little mite dude there, taking it in the butt by this big old mite chick.
How does that work?
They're mites, dude. I don't know.
Like,
they just do it.
Is his penis on his butt?
Well, clearly she has the penis and his vagina is on his butt.
I don't get that.
Is her penis coming out of her head? Because that's kind of what that looks like. Isn't that crazy looking? That's so weird. Quote, in this species, it is the female who has partial or complete control of mating. Interesting. Explained Klimov, an associate scientist at the University of Michigan Museum of Zoology. This is in contrast to the present-day reproductive behavior of many mite species, where almost all aspects of copulation are controlled by the males. It's a very chauvinistic act. Mite sex is probably more complex and interesting than you might imagine for speck-sized creatures. In many present-day mite species, males coerce females to mate. Interesting. Much like the human.
Yep.
The males fight off other potential suitors after getting totally wasted at the bar, and guard females before and after mating. Hey, I'm just going to leave now. No, you're not. I had fun, thanks. I'm just going to get my stuff in. No, you're not.
You're going to stay
down.
Right
sit
here.
Sit the fuck down. You ain't moving. If a partner isn't in the mood, too bad. Hey, you down to fuck? No? Well, too bad. I'm a mite. I'm going to do it anyway. Male harassment of females is common. Female Glaceroceras rhombeus mites? What? Okay. However, evolved a pad-like projection on the rear end. This enabled them to cling on to the males and direct the mating process. No, dummy. Like this.
Right.
So awesome. Little bitch-ass mite, like, telling him what to do. I could totally see her, like, yelling at him right as the amber dropped. It's just, like, frozen in this pose, and the guy's like, is it worth it? Fuck.
When am I going to suffocate?
I know.
Please
40
hurry.
Million years? All right.
All right.
99 bottles of
that's
dust
cool,
on
though,
the wall.
The way that shit preserves stuff like that.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of
like,
cool.
You know, Jurassic Park with the thing and the amber ball or whatever.
Like,
it
was. Can we extract their little mite DNA and clone them? And let them finish their process?
Yeah, I doubt that, but I don't think we're in a shortage of mites. So,
yeah, right.
You know, it'd be
not
cool.
Not in some places here, I'll tell you what.
If it were like, you know, something like Jurassic Park, because I would create a dinosaur, but...
Just like to ride around like Yoshi?
Yeah, kind of.
Would you want one that spit fireballs, preferably?
No.
Or? No, just strictly transpo.
No.
Would it have to fly?
That too.
A pterodactyl.
No, because they're really light. They would be able to carry you.
If they're huge.
I doubt it. I don't know.
A pterodactyl couldn't carry you?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure a pterodactyl.
You gotta, okay, no matter how big they are, their bones are hollow and shit. They're really
light.
Well,
that doesn't matter, though. They're huge and strong creatures.
Well, I guess if they have lots of muscles.
I think they do.
I don't know.
Klimov says structures found in certain living mites show that not all modern female mites are subject to relentless harassment. These individuals also exert considerable control over the mating process. He says, quote, some lineages have developed female copulatory tubes that function like a penis.
Huh.
Hey, check out my copulatory tube.
Nah, thanks.
I'm hung.
Yeah.
So
what does it do? Is it just like...
It's a mite. It eats dead skin.
No,
and
what
shit.
Does the tube thing do? Like,
oh, here, Justin Fan says, I rode a pterodactyl. It had no problem, and I weigh $195. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
There we have it.
But
the hive mind,
the
everyone.
Tube thing, like, what does she do? Like, stick that into his butt and he...
Sounds
his,
like it.
His semen stuff travels up the tube and hits
her
eggs or what?
Her semen stuff.
No.
Yeah, I don't know.
If...
Are there any
entomologists? If they're calling the female female and it has a penis, that means that she has to have the actual egg on her side.
Oh, right. Otherwise, she'd be a male.
Right.
Got it.
You're an idiot.
Thank you. Moving on. Continuing with a little interesting science. What do you know about the hagfish?
I know a little bit.
Do you know what a hagfish is?
Yes, they look funny.
This is crazy. It's a simple tube-like scavenger. And here, I'll give you guys a link in the chat. Check out that creepy little motherfucker. I think Berger sent these stories into us, by the way. So
I like the hagfish. It's cool.
Interesting. A tube-like scavenger with gruesome feeding habits. This thing... When the ugly predator encounters a carcass on the seafloor, mm-hmm. it burrows into the body cavity of the dead or dying animal, mm-hmm. and then it eats, not only with its mouth, but with its skin and its gills.
Yep.
That's fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Could you imagine having one of those inside of you just slowly dissolving you? Do you know what that... That would suck so bad.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They're cool, though. Like...
So a new study, that's what the point of this is, has shown that the hagfish can absorb nutrients through their skin and gills, and once inside a carcass, the hagfish is surrounded by a high concentration of dissolved nutrients. You could just, like, live forever in a dead whale or something. You would just, like, take up residence.
I guess,
start
yeah.
eating away your living room and getting it all nice and the way you want it.
Be awesome. I guess.
Tell Jonah, get the fuck out. This is mine now.
Wow.
You pay okay. rent, you get the fuck out, Jonah.
Did you watch that show Surface that I had?
Yeah, we watched yeah. it. We talked
remember
about it. Remember
that was, that's how they found the DNA or whatever.
That wasn't it was a hagfish.
Yes.
What? The creature?
No.
Oh, right.
Okay,
right.
when the
yeah,
whale
yeah, yeah,
washed
yeah,
up
yeah,
on the shore
okay.
and they needed, or and it, they yeah. said it was a whale or whatever,
because
it
was covered
DNA,
in
DNA. Because the hagfish were feeding on the carcass,
right?
Of
and there
the
was a ton of yeah, okay,
right,
I remember. That.
And they
Thank
got
you.
That, yeah.
Yep, Surface,
mm-hmm.
pretty sweet. Did it win any Oscars?
No.
No. Did you sure. watch the Oscars?
No.
Did I? I'm amazed that people still are like, oh, who won? Who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah.
It was cool like 10 years ago.
Was it, though? Do you think 10 years ago it meant something, and now it's just
yeah.
like, whatever?
Now it's
no
so
one gives a
overplayed
shit.
And hyped up and with all this stupid glam shit and the gangsta shit and whatever.
Do you think that's
stupid?
It's because the quality of the actors and actresses back then, like, we had the greats back then. Like,
yeah.
Who in the last, you know, five generations has been, you know, that caliber? Like a Jack
None.
Nicholson or something like that, you know? Like
or
nobody.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah, right? Like, we have, I don't know. So they're honoring. It's like all those people already won theirs, you know, all the time.
Yeah.
So it's, yeah, there's just, it's garbage. It's cabbage.
Gobbledygook.
Pretty much sums it up. Gobbledygook. You know, I Googled that just so I made sure I spelled it right.
Did
I didn't know how to spell gobbledygook. I typed it in. I vomited that word into the search box, and Google was like, did you mean gobbledygook? I was like, yeah,
yes,
I did.
Thank you.
Let me Google
Copy
that for you.
Copy and paste.
Right. So, some invertebrates, including mollusks and worms, are also known to absorb nutrients through their skin or gills, but until now, no vertebrates, animals with bony skeletons like us, were known to feed that way. So there we go. Hagfish are ancient. In fact, they are believed to be the oldest living connection to the first vertebrate. Interesting. And their system for taking up nutrients represents a transition between that used by aquatic invertebrates such as worms and the more specialized digestive systems used by vertebrates like us, the research says. So You can check that out. I just thought that was kind of cool. I mentioned
it. It is kind of cool.
All right. Let's go from kind of cool to completely not cool. Burger, right. I believe, also sent this one. This has been making its way all over the internet. So, WikiLeaks, right? We know them. Bradley Manning. You know who that is?
Nope.
Supposedly, this is the guy that got the files from the military.
Okay.
Initially.
All right.
And then somehow those files made it into WikiLeaks.
All right.
He is an American, which means he can be tried for treason or whatever they feel. And you know, because of all of the problems that this has in turn caused, whether or not these new problems are even related to the initial leaks, just the fact that this is what started the whole thing, and now it's such a popular force, you know, and it doesn't even have to do with our military, you know, Swiss banks. Like, there's a ton of stuff on there.
Yeah.
But this is what started, so.
Okay.
Now it's coming out that he may face the death penalty.
Are
for
you
this.
Serious?
And Assange and their whole group, they've all been trying to, you know, they've been doing the crusade, right? Free Bradley Manning,
right.
Do this and that. He didn't do any, all that, so.
Okay.
It really sounds like the U.S. wants to set a clear example that this will not be tolerated, which is kind of fucked up.
That
because
is fucked up.
In the age of the internet,
the
we've talked about this.
For that?
You can't hide things anymore. You can't say marijuana will make you crazy and rape people because we can go on the internet and type that in and see for ourselves.
Right.
Back in the day, you couldn't do that. So if the government wanted to continue operating in a very opaque manner, they should have never allowed the internet for public use.
True.
But they did, and I really think they need to restructure a lot of how things happen because of this, because you can't hide anymore. So Washington, the Army on Wednesday filed 22 new charges against Private First Class Bradley Manning, accused of illegally downloading tens of thousands of classified U.S. military and State Department documents that were then publicly released by WikiLeaks. The most serious of the new charges? Aiding the enemy. Which kind of says, here's the enemy, and you were aiding him.
Yeah.
So do we have an enemy now? Do we have a new enemy?
Is WikiLeaks our enemy?
Is that our enemy? Because I thought...
Are we going to war with WikiLeaks? Are we
at war with WikiLeaks?
Another one? Great.
I know. Can we get another war, please? This one's almost over.
The cat's almost sleeping with her mouth open.
That's really creepy.
It's really cute, though.
Wow. That's really creepy.
She's out of it. It's
can we pause? Can I pause the show to take a picture?
Sure. I'll write down the time if you.
Well, no. Can you just?
Yeah, we can.
What do you think about that? Aiding the enemy.
The enemy is not WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks. Did you see
that
face?
Well,
that
did not. Kinda.
Did she look up like this? She went, ah!
I kind of see that face. Can you guys see this? Oh my
dude,
god,
dude! When the picture flashed,
I know this sucks for podcasts, but live listeners, look
when
at that fucking
your camera
face.
Flashed, dude, her face like opened up and her eyes just went fucking
she was
wicked
not,
wide.
Not happy about
she's
that.
Like, ah!
Anyway.
She like yelled. Let me see that.
That's terrible. It's not a very good picture because she like moved right as. Okay, so
that's kind of a creepy picture, but
let's focus.
Yeah, I'm
this
focusing.
Is serious shit.
WikiLeaks is not the
aiding
enemy.
The enemy, right?
It's a like capital, a journalist.
Aiding the enemy is a capital offense that could carry a potential death sentence, and that's no good.
No good.
Pentagon and military officials say some of the classified information released by WikiLeaks contain the names of informants and others who had cooperated with U.S. military forces in Afghanistan, endangering their lives. What they don't say is that WikiLeaks redacted, is that what it's called? When they cross out names and stuff?
I don't know.
Redaction? I don't know. But they did that. So there were no names released.
Okay.
There was no threat to informants or anything like that. They're using that as a fucking
scapegoat
excuse. According to the officials, the U.S. military rounded up many of those named and brought them into their bases for protection. but according to one military official, we didn't get them all. Manning's lawyer, David Coombs, denied immediately return a call, but Coombs wrote on his blog Wednesday that it was uncertain whether any additional charges filed against his client would stick. Yes, Red Fox says, cross out names, redacted. Yep. Burger, Red Fox, thank you. Hive mind, dude. Don't ever underestimate the power of the hive mind. Quote, the decision to prefer charges is an individual one by PFC Manning's commander. The nature of the charges and the number of specifications under each reflects his determination in consultation with his staff judge advocate's office of the possible offenses in the case. Ultimately, the Article 32 investigating officer will determine which, if any, of these additional charges and specifications should be referred to a court martial. Manning, he's 23? Just a kid, really.
That's... Wow, dude.
The death sentence for this? Hmm?
That's crazy.
Do you know that, though? Do you know that going into this? Like,
I don't think he knew that.
The repercussions of your actions?
I don't think he assumed that.
If you steal top secret information, and maybe not even steal, if you have access to and you copy it, I don't know. I think I would like to think that you would know that that's a pretty hefty thing. Berger says they want him to accept a plea so they can use him against WikiLeaks, which would be ridiculous.
That is fucked up.
But I don't know, man. They're...
Then he'd be committing treason on the other side.
What
too.
Do you do?
Come on,
what
man.
What do you do? You're fucked pretty much.
Yeah.
You should, exactly like Berger says, he never thought he would get caught. You should take the time and the care to make sure that you don't get caught if you want to plan something like this.
Right.
Because you know that the risk, if you do get caught, is a pretty steep thing, you know?
You know, the death penalty.
Right. So.
Right. That's ridiculous. I don't think he should be put to death.
He was accused of illegally downloading and transferring defense information to an unauthorized source when he was working as a military intelligence analyst in Baghdad. He was also accused of obtaining 150,000 classified State Department cables, many of which WikiLeaks eventually released. The charges filed Wednesday include 16 specifications of wrongly causing classified material to be published on the internet and knowing that the information would be accessed by the enemy. Theft of public property or records, and transmitting defense information and computer fraud. He was also charged with information assurance and security program violations. The new charges, quote, more accurately reflect the broad scope of the crimes that Private PVT First Class Manning is accused of committing. That's his Captain John Haberland. While conviction of the charge of aiding the enemy could result in the death penalty, military prosecutors recommended that he be sentenced to life in prison if convicted on that charge alone, but the presiding military judge would have the authority to dismiss the prosecution's recommendation and impose the death penalty. Huh. Whose pocket is that judge all up in?
I don't know. Someone's.
You think?
Yeah.
Probably not WikiLeaks. Probably
yeah,
not.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely not on that side, doesn't
well,
sound like.
Well, fuck, man. Good luck, but that's... Yeah, you definitely... You should have taken some care if you are guilty of these things. Like, you should have been more careful. I mean, shoulda, coulda, woulda all day, right?
Maybe but, he did. Maybe that's yeah. a scapegoat guy.
True, maybe.
Maybe that's not even the right guy that did it. You don't know.
And first comment... on here, and yet no one has been charged with anything for the near financial collapse of this country. It's amazing. Huh. Next one, I'm no expert on this subject and don't profess to be one. Manning, 23... Oh, wait, what? About the downloading, transferring defense info to an unauthorized source. He says, these were never his documents to download, take, share, steal, keep to himself, use as wallpaper, period. This was never his judgment to make, period. So... And the last comment says, fry the Sabin traitor.
Jesus.
Probably a Christian. Just right? saying.
Jesus, man. There's a bunch of radicals on either side, it seems. Like, I don't know.
All right.
It's fucking crazy.
Are you ready for my favorite part of the show?
Sure.
Where we talk about people in power getting caught doing embarrassing, terrible things.
Okay.
Okay. How about... start things off, I have for you a Christian fundamentalist, always the best ones, the Reverend Grant Storms. This is New Orleans. Right there, bad manners. You might have went to church with this guy.
New Orleans.
So, the Reverend Grant Storms, Christian fundamentalist, he's known for his bullhorn protests of the Southern Decadence Festival in the French Quarter. He was arrested on a charge of masturbating.
What?
At a park. At Metairie Park. You're a reverend.
Dude.
You're a Christian fundamentalist. What are you doing jerking off in a park Friday afternoon?
Watching little kids.
You're 53 years old, dude.
He's watching little kids in the park.
If you're even still jerking off, you should be doing it in the comfort of your own home, right? Not in a park where people are going to see your old nasty balls. It's just terrible.
He probably had his hand all in his pants moving all rapidly and shit.
Just like on the down low.
Trying to be.
Oh, sorry. Bad Manners says it's pronounced Materi. Duh.
Whatever.
I thought it was French. Mater.
Blah, 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 blah.
So, two women reported seeing him jerking off in the driver's seat of his van. His nice. Weird, creepy, chomo van.
No windows van.
With a trail of candy leading to the side door into the park. His van was parked near the carousel and the playground. Huh. Hey,
I told you, he's a fucking chomo.
What are you doing over there in the playground? You want to go on a little carousel ride? Huh?
No.
Want to take a spin?
Huh? No.
Want to hop into my van here? Help me find my lost dog?
Nah.
And then I'll show you on this pedo bear where I'm going to touch you.
Ugh.
Let's play a game.
You want to play a game?
Dude, wow. The first woman told deputies she was taking her children to the playground and parked next to the van at about noon. As she was walking around her own vehicle, she noticed the van windows were down and the occupant was, quote, looking at the playground area that contained children playing. With his zipper down, .. The woman noted that he was masturbating. Do you think she, like, stopped? She's like, note to self, that guy's jerking off. And then quickly ushered her children out of her car.
And I'd usher them back into the car
out of
drive
her car
away.
And into his van.
Right.
I'll see you tomorrow. Mommy!
So you're going to give me, like, what, a grand a piece, right?
Yeah, right? All right, let's do this. How do you want to do this? Same time, I don't know you. Get in the van. She told a second woman who walked to the van and also spotted the man masturbating. She's like, dude, you have to see this. There's this dude. She's like, nuh-uh. Oh, my God, he is masturbating. I told you.
Jesus.
The second witness told deputies the driver saw her and tried to conceal the zipper area of his El Pantalones with his hand.
Hey, don't look.
Hey,
don't
what's
look.
That?
Don't look. Nothing.
The it's two women then, of course, flagged down a park employee who called the cops.
You should have, like, hightailed it the fuck out of there.
You
and
think?
Drove off,
the park employee detained the man. Here's his side of the story. I was having lunch at the park. I decided to urinate using a bottle instead of the restroom.
Right.
Deputies booked him with obscenity. Bond was set at $5,000.
You weren't peeing.
But he was released from the jail because of jail crowding. You let this guy, who was obviously jerking off watching children play, you just let him go because you were overcrowded. How about you take everyone that's in jail right there for a bullshit marijuana charge and let them go? Okay, now, bear with me. Now take him... The chomo, who's actually doing legitimate damage to your children, not the pot, this guy, and then you have room.
Done and done.
Done and done. Unbelievable.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
Unbelievable. So just let him go. You know where he went?
Where?
To the fucking park. Shit.
I want to go back to my van.
Duh.
My chomo van.
A self-styled Christian patriot, Storms led a small West Bank congregation called the Reformer Church, and for 10 years hosted the Reformer radio show on WSHO. Storms had railed against the...
ha, 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 ha.
He has railed against the Roman Catholic Church, calling it satanic and demonic. Huh.
Huh.
Interesting. You guys have a lot in common. He is especially known for arming followers with bullhorns, Bibles, and picket signs to protest Southern decadence at the three-day gay festival held in the French Quarter during Labor Day weekend. Storms grabbed national attention in 03 with his failed attempts to shut down what Southern decadence organizer Chuck Robinson called a peaceful festival that celebrates gay and alternative lifestyles. Quote, he's done everything through the years to disturb that and try to make it into something nasty that it's not. Hey, you're taking our dick sucking and our butt sex and you're trying to make it into something nasty, okay? It's not.
It's not going to happen.
It's beautiful. Okay? When a man sucks another man's cock and cups his balls and they meet eyes.
All right, you know what? You just did it for me. It's disgusting.
Okay, queer. Oh, hey, queer.
God.
So sounds like kind of a Fred Phelps in training, maybe. Maybe if Fred Phelps didn't have as much balls as he has, this is him. Like if this guy had more balls, he'd be protesting gay fucking funerals and all that shit. All
right, that's weird. So,
pretty awesome. Good job, Louisiana.
Good
Louisiana
job, ladies all that right. caught him in the park.
Got an amazing story out of New York, Brooklyn.
All right,
no sleep till Facebook.
Okay,
a Facebook fight. Can we get the domain facebookfights.com? How awesome would that be?
Probably not, but it's probably taken.
A Facebook fight over $20.
Oh, really?
Someone died.
Someone died?
It was a dispute that started over money.
Okay.
As most tend to. Then later, snowballed. Hold on. Snowballed. Into a war of words on Facebook and then later resulted in the brutal stabbing of a 22-year-old Brooklyn woman.
Oh, wow.
So you started out small, little money disagreement. Anyone that owes anyone else money, listen up, because this could be you.
You know, if it wasn't for the fact that people owe me money, I would still be friends with a lot of people.
Right.
You know, that changes your mind about people.
Did you pay them to not be friends anymore, basically?
Pretty much, dude. Like, you know, when you loan somebody money or whatever and they owe you money and then they avoid you constantly and, like, give you the fucking, you know, they ditch you and everything, that really pisses you off. That means, that just says to you.
Like, I thought we were friends.
Yeah, that says to you, it's like, you know, I wouldn't do that to my friend. If I owed my friend money, I would go to them and be like, hey, man, I'm having a rough time, blah, 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 can't get it right now. This is when I will be able to get it. You talk it out. You don't fucking ignore the person and be a dick about it. You know, that's how you lose friends. So, if you owe somebody money, fucking talk to them.
Because
pay
it
up.
Can snowball into a war of words on Facebook and then later in
death.
In brutal, stabbing death. Okay.
Yes.
According to
listen
police,
up, people that owe me money,
death. According to police, Kamisha Richards was stabbed Monday night outside her home at the Cypress Hill Houses in East New York. Really, Cypress Hill Houses. All right. Richards suffered one stab wound to the chest and succumbed to her injuries at the hospital. Police have arrested 18-year-old Kayla Henriques,
18,
the victim's brother's girlfriend.
Ooh.
Who also lives in the same complex.
Holla.
She's been charged with second-degree murder. Authorities say the two women engaged in a heated argument on Facebook a day earlier. Postings on the social net. I think that's so awesome.
That is awesome.
When internet life meets real life and just it fucking fails. It's so beautiful. Facebook postings.
I want to know if the fight was over.
Well, here you go. Postings on the social networking site suggest that Richards lent Henriques $20 for diapers that she did not immediately pay back. Huh. In a series of posts, the two went back and forth, lashing out at each other, making references to the money, among other things.
I want to know what the other things were.
Quote, I don't give a fuck! According to the post, you know your sister, so it's not just over $20. It's the principle. It's the principality. You fucking with my emotions, Smokey. That's what it says. No. It's the principle. So don't make it seem like I'm gonna in for $20. She know what she did and she know what she did and she real fucked up. This ain't the first time she did dumb shit. Fuck these nosy people. PPL.
Whoa. Jesus Christ, man. I hate it when people fucking write like that.
So then, fuck, you should be reading this. So then, Henrique's responds, don't try to expose me, mama, but I'm not that type to thug it over Facebook. See you when you get from work.
What?
FRMWRK. I don't know. In another message, she says, trust, I'ma have the last laugh. Mm-mm. We will see.
Jesus.
The neighbor, fucking, it's just a shock, and it's a wake-up call for everybody. The people is dying over the littlest things, and people are killing people over the littlest things. Trust me, it's really shocking. First comment, only comment.
What?
Stupid bitches.
Nice.
Nuff said.
Nuff said.
Holla!
When you write like that on your Facebook wall, you deserve to be stabbed.
When you
I'm
talk
sorry.
Like that in real life, oh.
Right? Seriously, when you make little shortcuts and stuff like you're texting, and I hate it when people even text and they do that. I understood that back when we had flip phones and they didn't have keyboards
back
on them, but now every phone has a fucking keyboard on it.
Yeah.
And you know what? The ones that don't have keyboards, they have T9 Word. It's predictive text for you.
We have better than that.
So, done. You don't have to fucking do little shortcut words anymore.
You can talk
WRK is not work.
Check this out. When you talk to your text-to-speech, does it transcribe like in internet speak? No.
No.
It uses motherfucking English.
So, fucking use English, people, please. Like, maybe they're still stuck in the days back when they're in elementary school and they're trying to write their letters in codes
to
give them to their boyfriend.
Right. OMG.
Ugh.
But, like, it even does it. Like, there's the word. Type the first three fucking letters. There's the word. It's more work on my phone to type these because they're not in its dictionary. Like, you have to actually tell it, I'm going to be using OMG, WTF, and LOL frequently, so I'm going to go ahead and add that. And you try to add it to the dictionary, and your phone's like, you're an idiot,
right.
And now I just erased everything.
You don't deserve me.
Self-destruct.
I'm a smartphone, and you're not a smart person.
Self-destruct. You need a dumb phone because you're a dumb person.
Right.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Go get a razor.
All right. For you,
what?
Handpicked. Out of Santa Cruz, California.
All right.
A toddler, a 13-month-old, is dead.
Okay.
After being hit in the head by a rock, allegedly thrown by a man who the police believe also attempted to rape the infant's mother.
Oh.
Creepy.
Damn.
Police yesterday identified the baby as Shauna K. Robinson of Armstrong District in Balakalakalava, northeast of St. Elizabeth. I think it's Jamaica. The alleged attacker, 25-year-old Donar Angel, was caught and beaten by angry residents before being rescued by police, who took him to the hospital where he was undergoing treatment yesterday afternoon. So, you raped... You picked up a rock and killed a baby. And then you tried to rape the mother. And you got fucking busted up by the residents. That's how it should be, right? That's the community coming together and just whooping some ass.
Yeah.
That could have been your wife. That could have been your toddler.
No, it couldn't
have been. Getting some ass beaten. Shit. Act the fool. You're going to get a rock to the head.
Well, shit happens. I mean,
they don't fuck around there, huh? It's like, hey, man, douche!
And you're dead.
Police reports are that the baby's mama, 29-year-old Stephanie Morris Robinson of Armstrong District, was walking along the Balakalakalava main road at about 9:30 a.m. when she was attacked by a man who threw stones at her.
Stone the witch.
He must have been the one without any problems.
Huh?
Right?
Any problems?
Yeah. Whoever is free from whatever cast the first stone. That's him,
okay.
Right? He did. He's free. Okay.
Jesus, dude. God.
A police spokesman told the Observer that one stone thrown so hard it hit the baby out of the mother's hand. Holy shit. She was carrying him, and he knocked the baby out of her hands with the rock. That's terrible.
Fucking bullseye.
Fucking right?
Do you used to play darts?
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty good.
It hit the left side of the baby's head, exposing the brain.
Nice.
The attacker allegedly chased and held on to the mother, and in an apparent attempt to rape her, tore her off her clothes. The woman managed to escape and made an alarm. Residents returned with her to the scene and rushed baby Shauna Kay to the hospital, where she was pronounced dead. A search party formed by citizens.
She dropped the baby and ran.
I don't know. She was getting raped while she was trying to keep her baby's brains in its skull. Like, that's fucking crazy,
that's
dude.
Awesome.
Why are you throwing rocks at my baby?
Uh-huh.
If you want to have sex with me, just fucking pay me the $10 like everyone else does and be on your fucking way. You have to kill my baby. Shit. A search party for him. They found him, cornered him, and they were in the process of beating him when he was rescued by the police. He will likely be charged with murder, but we're not sure. Cool. Amazing, right?
Yeah, it's pretty good. I like that. That's good
stuff. Like, you just killed a baby and raped a lady, tried to, and the cops saved you.
He was going to give the lady a new baby.
Right? He's like, you know, I break it, I buy it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Here.
So here you go.
Here. I just happen to have
some semen.
What you need. Oh, man. That's. I just think that's funny that the police saved him. Like,
yeah.
Arrest him and, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Not a good day to be a child. Bangor, probably. Maine. We got time for this?
Yeah.
How are we doing? Okay.
We're good.
Okay. A local man here was charged with some criminal mischief.
Here?
No, in Bangor, Maine.
Oh, okay.
Here, like in this story here.
Okay.
Thank you. Because he stubbed out a cigarette on the face of one woman and then punched another woman in the mouth because
nice.
She wouldn't shut up.
Nice.
Edwards said that when Officer Jason Stewart arrived at the Union Street residence, one of the women demanded that Anthony Bowie, 21, be arrested for pressing a cigarette into her face. In the face!
That's
an argument
awesome.
Had arisen between the two after the woman allowed Bowie enough tobacco to roll his own cigarette. Hey,
hey.
Can I bum one of those? Hey,
no.
I quit smoking, but can I bum one of those?
Hey. No.
Can I bum one of those?
No. That's my answer. No.
Hey, can I bum one of those?
No.
Hold on. Hey, how about now?
Nah.
So she let him, but
I would rather go to the store and buy you a pack than give you one of mine.
Right?
I'm so serious. I fucking hate that. I really hate it.
I think what bugs me the most is the big display of, oh, I'm going to quit smoking.
Yeah.
The day or two before.
Yes. That's so annoying.
What you should have displayed was, I'm going to quit buying cigarettes, but I will continue to smoke them.
Right.
As
they're
long
just going
to
be yours.
I'm just going to smoke yours.
Right.
But I'm not going to help you buy any, because that's how I roll.
Right.
You know.
Because I only want one, you know, every once in a while, so it's not that
well,
big
yeah,
a deal.
And I mean, hey, I got a baby coming. I got to save money. I mean, you know. That's so awesome. Hey, can I bum one? Yeah. Too much! Fucking done.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so, but when he took more than she had specified, they began fighting, a lamp was broken, and he put the cigarette out in her face.
That's
in
good.
Her face!
Well, now you're done with, now the cigarette's all gone.
He said Bowie was charged with a second domestic assault offense when it was determined he had punched his girlfriend 2 days earlier. Real stand-up
Why
gentleman.
Why didn't he punch her?
Because she wouldn't shut the fuck up, I don't know. Stewart also determined that a woman in the apartment, 22-year-old Sarah Hooper, had two outstanding warrants from 08, and he arrested her. Just really cleaning up the streets. It's pretty awesome. First comment, stay classy, Bangor.
Awesome.
Here's another comment. I'd walk a mile for a camel, but I don't know if I would fight my sister for a rolly. She's bigger than me. Oh, fuck. That's so awesome. Then this one, story of the day, get her done. Think they watched the NASCAR race before this blowout?
I gotta turn left better than you. Here.
That's so awesome. Oh, ta-da. Thank you. Thank you, that's America. Wonderful. Stay classy, America.
Stay classy.
You know?
Keep it going.
All right.
Keep your pimpin' strong.
Is that it? Do we got one more? I got one more. Or are we done? Are we done? You're pretty tired. Should we wrap this up?
We should.
Is it time?
It's time.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for staying awake with me and talking some shit.
Yeah.
Some shit.
Talking some shit. It's always my pleasure.
It's fun. Enjoying it. Thank you so much, everyone, for the donations and for buying stuff. You guys are awesome. And we really appreciate the support, definitely.
You sound like you were zoning out.
No, I was reading this. So. Okay. No, it's cool. It's cool, you know? Like, we do this and we pay for it. So when people are like, hey, I'll help you pay for that. Like, that's awesome. Thank you.
That is really
I appreciate
good
it. And that makes
we need
me,
it.
That makes me want to make more cool stuff, you know? Like the forums, like the YouTube shit. Makes me want to do that kind of stuff.
Makes you want to actually put something into
that's
it
because
somebody else did.
TheJamHole.com/donate. And if you can make more than, let's say, $30,000 a year, if you guys could all pool that together, I will quit my job and just do this for you. I will do it.
Fucking
I'll do it all day. I would be so much better at it. Fuck.
Well, you you'd have all day.
All
every
day,
day
to rap and do stuff for
you'd
the show.
Just jerk off.
Oh,
and
my
fall
God.
Asleep.
I would just jerk off all day for, like, the first couple weeks. But then, you know, I'd hunker down. I'd get
then
all those.
Then you start trying to rape me for a couple weeks.
I'd get all those books written that I've been meaning to write. All my white person dreams fulfilled.
Oh,
that'd be so
wow
awesome. How about you make that happen? TheJamHole.com/donate. Hook it up. But we got a store. We got Jamhole Church stickers. Those are badass. Vinyl.
Yeah.
Weatherproof. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And we got free stickers if you want. Just send us a P.O. box envelope and whatever. Or just donate money. If you don't even want to fuck with that, just, like, send $5. And if you're international, I will send you stickers. That's just how it is.
Fuck yeah.
I got a stack of about that many left, and then that's it. Here they are. That was my
good
pipe
job
that I just broke, probably. Except no, because it's fucking badass.
Okay.
All right. Email info at thejamhole.com, thejamhole.com. That's our site, thejamhole.com/donate. Hook it up. thejamhole.com/POBOX. You can send us postcards from where you live, and we have a whole collection back here from our listeners. So do that. And if you just have random cool stuff, you're like, hey, I think you would like that. Here's some more RAM
send
for
it
your netbook. Here's a new hard drive for backing up stuff. Here's a Carbonite account that I'm just going to pay for you so you can back up all your show stuff. Thanks, guys. You can do that. We have wish lists, and she's got a pick of the day posterous. That's kind of cool.
I do.
Got one.
I have that.
Jamholedanny.posterous.com. Mine's thejamhole.posterous.com, so peep that game. Over 200 fucking videos on YouTube. Show notes. There's at least two novels in show notes there.
Yeah. A
lot of reading.
At least.
And definitely, there's a lot of cool stuff showing up on the forums, so thejamhole.com/forums. Come be a member and interact in our community. Stay up to date with everything that's going on. Join the Facebook group and all that, and we'll see you guys sometime. See you guys
Friday
soon. Gonna see you so soon.
We'll see you guys
gonna
all
see
on Friday.
All you guys so soon. Yeah, gonna see you soon. Not tomorrow.
Nice stalling
but the day
mechanism.
After, until I find a song to end the show with.
You remind me of Isaiah's.
Because I love it. Yeah, right.
Stalling noise when he's DJing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I
you're
don't
stalling
know
and you suck at it.
Do we have any requests? I've heard all of this.
Just play one. Who gives a fuck?
All right. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.